For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Deadly wildfires are raging in California. In Paradise, 10 people were killed in the most destructive fire in state history. The town was destroyed quickly due to high winds that fanned the flames and hampered aerial support. In Southern California,
the wind shifted this way, and it came down. And within 3 minutes, it went from, let's monitor it, to we were running for our lives.
Few people knew if their homes would remain standing when they left.
It was all in perfect condition 2.5 hours ago when I was standing there. It's sad, but, you know, we didn't get hurt, and that was the important part.
250,000 people in Southern California have been evacuated by wildfires. So far, nearly 200 homes have been destroyed in Los Angeles County. Many famous people have also reportedly lost their homes in Malibu. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is home from the hospital. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Justice Ginsburg released from a Washington, D.C. hospital on Friday morning. The 85-year-old Ginsburg had taken a fall in her office on Wednesday night and fractured 3 ribs. A statement from the Supreme Court says Ginsburg's doing well, but she'd be working from home for a while. She's been on the high court since 1993 and is the oldest sitting justice. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump and his wife Melania are in Paris. They were welcomed by French President Macron and his wife. Macron suggested an all-European army is needed to possibly counter the United States. President Trump said,
I appreciate what you're saying about burden sharing. We want a strong Europe. It's very important to us to have a strong Europe. And whichever way we can do it the best and most efficient would be something that we both want.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
Pittsburgh is still mourning for the 11 people killed at the Tree of Life Synagogue last month. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Hundreds gathered at Point State Park in downtown Pittsburgh Friday afternoon to honor lives lost and celebrate the city's strength. Senator Bob Casey said he's proud of the city.
People all over the world have marveled at the strength, the resolve, and the love of the people of Pittsburgh, a community, as we say, stronger than hate and stronger than ever.
Robert Bowers, a 46-year-old truck driver, is accused of that shooting rampage that also injured 6. He's pleaded not guilty to federal charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
U.S. and Chinese diplomatic officials are continuing their meetings in Washington amid a backdrop of a number of issues that have increased tensions between the two countries. John Clements has more.
Those issues include the trade wars between the two nations, the predatory Chinese tactics on the American high technology industry, religious freedoms, North Korea, Afghanistan, as well as the economic boycotts against Iran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is also being forced to discuss China's aggressive military actions in the South China Sea.
We have continued concern about China's activities and militarization in the South China Sea. We press China to live up to its past commitments in this area.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio.